Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Catching him I don't know what leg of it is, but he seems to be on a driving tour around the United States. Joining us now from Wisconsin, where there's a little snow out there on the ground, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here. Yeah, the cell coverage isn't quite as good up here. It's not terrible, but I'm only getting about one bar. Speaking not so much about bear attacks, but my brother and I were out for a walk this morning, and over the cell phone comes the news that a record black bear was killed about 2 miles from here on September 22nd, 770 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge bear. I mean, that's as big as most inland grizzlies get.
Isn't that about three times the size of a normal black bear?
Yeah, just about. 250 is a pretty good black bear. This one was 770 pounds. They said it was killed on Tag Alder Ski Trail, which in a straight line is only about 2 miles from here.
Yeah.
Where I'm at. And then we were out for a walk, we're coming back, and I say no more than maybe a quarter mile from the house. We're coming back on Highway 63, and here a black wolf had been hit by a car just a couple hours earlier and was lying dead there in the ditch, and pieces, wreckage of a car's, plastic front end were scattered along the road, including the reservoir for windshield wiper solution.
Wow, that wolf sort of, I take it the car was totaled. Sounds like it.
Are there. It probably was a few hundred dollars worth of damage. I'm guessing they hit it from the scene and the way the wreckage was. My guess is the wolf was crossing from the right of the car, and the car probably hit it at the right front quarter panel without getting the radiator.
Right.
And so it probably caused several hundred dollars worth of damage, but it may not. The car was probably drivable, and they drove it away. And it probably happened last night. The blood was not all coagulated yet on the wolf carcass, we had been out there 24 hours previously, had not seen anything, and it was unlikely that it would cross during the daytime. So I'm guessing it was probably between 7 or 8 o'clock last night and 5 or 6 this morning.
Right.
And it was a young wolf. It was probably one of this year's cubs. It was not large. The feet were very large. I mean, I took pictures of it, put the tape measure there just for, because I try to take pictures of all kinds of stuff. Might be handy, someday as a writer. And it was probably one of the pups of this year. Oh, I don't think it was more than maybe 50 pounds. It was a smallish wolf. But the fact that we had this world record grizzly killed you know, not world record grizzly. Wisconsin record black bear. Bit of difference there. Killed within 2 miles of my brother's house, and then had this wolf hit a roadkill wolf, which are not that common. Quarter mile from the house tells you, you know, he lives in moderately wild country.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, that explains the mobile phone coverage and all the other stuff. But are you carrying a proper weapon when you're out there in the woods?
I am.
Yeah?
I am. I normally, in the woods here, I mean, it's not that it's a common occurrence, but I normally carry some firearm. Now, for usually a 9mm Glock 17, but since I have started playing around with that Kel-Tec 32, I often have that on me too, because I'm just trying to see what it'll do. We'll probably do a little testing on it while I'm up here. My brother has a range where he can step out the back door and shoot at the backstop, you know, so that's handy.
What caliber is a Kel-Tec 32?
It's one of the smallest, lightest pocket guns you can get. Holds 7 rounds in the magazine. And I have to say, when I first got this 20 years ago,
right,
I tested it a little and it didn't work right. It would not reset the trigger properly. So I set it on a shelf. I should have just sent it back to Kel-Tec at that time, but I was preoccupied with other things going on. And 20 years later, I was talking to a friend of mine who said that he had excellent luck with his. It worked flawlessly. I said, well, I really should send mine in and get it fixed. And they replaced almost everything except the barrel and the slide. And when I got it back, it seemed to work quite well.
I don't know. I think I would be. I would have to carry something a little larger. A little larger. But that's just me. I know a 9mm would probably work.
Yeah, I'm normally carrying the 9. So, and my brother is normally carrying either a 357 or a 40 caliber Glock. So. And we're together, so we're not too worried about bears, but aware that they are around, and the wolves too. Normally they don't cause you problems, but, you know, sometimes some of them don't get the message.
I saw a video of a guy that was out, and he had a Glock. It looked like a Glock 19 or 17. And a mountain lion was coming up on him, and the mountain lion started to charge, and right when he started to charge, the guy pulled the trigger on the gun, and then that stopped the charge, but he didn't hit the cat. And he fired one more time and missed the cat another time, and I guess it just makes me wonder why he missed twice. And that,
well, because he was intent on videoing at the same time.
Oh, you think so? Okay, I guess that could do it.
You know, he's holding the video phone with one hand. I did see pieces of it. I haven't really studied it, but my comment was, yeah, they say he did the right thing. He missed the cat, or he did not hit the cat twice. You know, my looking at it is saying, well, he probably missed. You know, there's an old saying, if you miss and everything works out, you can call it a warning shot.
Right. I guess that's what it was. It was warning.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a warning shot. Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly what it was, a warning shot. I warned that cat.
Yep, and the cat decided to go away. So now, that worked.
Just out of curiosity, I'll ask this question in the next segment. I don't even have time to ask it, simply because we're about to run out of time. And I'm trying to not be the one. I do this constantly. I'm always the one that when you're telling the story, I get lost in it. And then I'm not watching.
You're doing something right.
Yeah, you're doing a good job telling the story, but I got to watch the clock. I got to mind the store. Dean, you can find, well, this story is not up. This is just me and Dean talking. Dean's on the road right now. You can find 2,000 plus articles that he has written at ammoland.com. Ammoland is the biggest website of its type on the planet. Dean is the biggest writer at Ammoland. This makes him the biggest writer in the gun space on the planet. Very simple mathematical extrapolation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, who's currently in Wisconsin walking around with the lions and tigers and bears. And the question I wanted to ask you is, if you're out there and you were to run into a bear or into a black wolf while you're out there hiking around and everything, and you shoot it in self-defense, are you in trouble? What do? You call the Department of Natural Resources and call them out there to it?
We're not. Well, the biggest problem would be with a wolf, because they're in a kind of protected status here in Wisconsin, and it goes back and forth in the courts. And the last I recall, there was a Wisconsin judge that said, yeah, they're protected, even though they were delisted by the Trump administration. And so what should ordinarily be a simple legislative matter has become a political football in the federal courts, where no matter what the states do, some environmentalist group like Center for Biological Diversity or whatever will come up with some way to challenge the status of the wolf in the courts and say, oh, you can't harvest those wolves because they're not completely dominant in their entire range as they were before the white man entered the continent.
Mm.
I mean, Europeans would be a better term probably, but and I'm slightly exaggerating, but not by much. And these the people don't seem to have much of an idea of how the biology of wolves actually work. If you look at the top people in the field, they tell you right in their papers, if you're going to maintain a stable population of wolves, you have to harvest somewhere between 40% to 25% every year, because wolves produce prodigiously. They have a number of cubs, pups every year, usually in the neighborhood of, you know, 4 to 8 pups, and not all of those survive, but they have the potential of almost doubling the population every year if there's plenty of food around. So you have to harvest a lot of them, or they just keep on growing until they outrun the food supply. Of course, when they outrun the food supply, that means most of the big game has been killed off, and they're depredating on livestock and maybe the occasional human, though that's unusual. And certainly most of your pet dogs have probably been eaten or attacked by that point, at least those that live out in the country. So there's no question that by the biology, if you're going to maintain a stable population, well, you have to take quite a few, somewhat less than half the whole adult population out every year. And we haven't been doing that. And consequently, the population of wolves in Wisconsin has been growing prodigiously. And, you know, at the minimum, we have over 3,000 in the state now, and they're spreading to more and more populated parts of the state, where they cause more and more problems. I mean, it is an indicator of how many wolves there are that a wolf roadkill from speaking. You just don't see many roadkills of wolves.
Right.
And so it was a notable event. And there's plenty of bald eagles up here, too. I've been seeing them all over the place. We have a pretty good deer population this year, and there's plenty of deer that have been hit by cars along the roadway, and bald eagles seem to like that free meal of venison, and you see crows and eagles and ravens at these roadkills quite commonly. I suspect bears and wolves don't like to eat right at the roadside, so they probably, when they come across a roadkill they want to devour, they probably drag it back into the woods a little bit. That we have a large bear population around here is because the deer population is doing well.
Yeah.
And they can cruise the roads and feed off a dead deer fairly easily.
I've been watching. It's apparently become such a cottage industry topic that on YouTube there's a new trending video category, bear attacks. And some of these are like
popular.
Yeah, some of these are like 30-minute compilations. Are the bear attacks actually going up?
They are. I mean, it's not. It's still rare, but we have increasing numbers of bear populations. All of the three bear populations in North America are increasing. The black bear populations are thriving. The grizzly bear populations are thriving and indigenously. The polar bear populations are increasing as far as we can tell, although those who are doing the research don't seem to want to let out what numbers they have. Because, in my opinion, and that of at least one other researcher, they don't like the numbers. The numbers doesn't support their narrative that polar bears are dying off because of global warming, climate change, or whatever name nom du jour you want to give it. The fact is that polar bears are doing exceedingly well.
Yeah.
And so the bears are increasing, and human populations are increasing. There's more humans in more wild areas. And so you have increasing humans, increasing bears, and they tend to like the same type of habitat. Well, I wouldn't say polar bears necessarily, but black bears and grizzlies tend to like places that people like. And so you get more interaction. And the bears, a century ago, back by 1900, grizzly bears avoided humans because they'd learned that bears that don't avoid humans get killed. But after protecting them now for, since at least the middle 70s, they've had several generations where they haven't had to worry about humans generally killing them because they're protected. So grizzly bears have become much more bold in the lower 48, than they used to be. Now in Alaska, they're hunted fairly regularly. So you get about the same number of people attacked and killed in the lower 48 with a population of in the neighborhood of 2,000-3,000 grizzly bears.
Hang on for me. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. Deans has 2,000-plus articles at amaland.com waiting on you right now. All you have to do is go there and go into the archive and look. Dean's not the only writer there. Their archive is gigantic. I think I might have a few things up there myself. I'm not really sure. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is explaining when he expects the conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested in stopping the aggression that it started.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least four people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Been talking about bears. Now, let me ask you a question with bears. In most places where they are the apex predator, right?
I mean, I would say that where there's bears and no wolves, bears are the apex predator, except for humans. I mean, humans are the overall apex predator and everything else. You know, bows before us, essentially.
Right.
And so I'd like to point that out. But outside of humans, bears are at the top where there aren't any wolves. And if
I'm losing you there. If you can hear me, I can't hear you anymore.
Dang. There That's not good.
There you go. Now you're
okay.
Back.
Okay. Where to start? Bears are the apex predator where there are not wolves. But where there's wolves and bears both, and no humans, they contend for which is the apex predator. We recently had a story in Michigan, I believe it was, where there was a white black bear, not an albino, but the color phase white, which is rare but does happen. And it had been recorded on trail cameras, and then it was killed by wolves. So wolves and bears are, you know, they contend for the top place.
Right.
Probably grizzly bears would be the top contender where there's grizzlies. But with black bears and wolves, there's definitely a contention. And wolves will take on some grizzlies some of the time, too. So it's... You know, the contention would be between wolves and grizzly bears. Now, of course, people, I would say there was contention between them and wolves and grizzly bears before firearms play. But once firearms came into play, humans became a predator all over the planet. Now, earlier, I was talking about how many bears there were in the lower 48. And of grizzly bears is between 2 to 3,000. We don't have precise numbers. The most precise numbers are around Yellowstone, the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, where there's probably between 800 and 1,000 bears, grizzly bears now. And if you look at the attacks and deaths caused by grizzly bears in the lower 48, there's about as many, a rough correspondence, I haven't checked in the last couple of years, between the people killed by grizzly bears in the lower 48 and those killed by grizzly bears up in Canada, Alaska. And in Alaska, there's about 35 to 40 to 50,000 grizzly bears. Again, we don't know precisely. So there's about between, around 15 times, 15 to 20 times as many grizzly bears in Alaska as in the lower 48, but you get about as many people killed in each place. And the reason, in my opinion, is that grizzly bears are extensively hunted in Alaska, so they learn to respect humans as the top predator. But in the lower 48, grizzly bears are heavily protected and not hunted, so they think they're the top
predator. So with a... With grizzly bears in the lower 48, now do most of them live long enough to just die? Or are they hunted?
Bears do not die of what we would consider natural causes. I mean, they either die of being killed by another bear, which is fairly common.
Right.
Or they get too contemptuous of humans and start raiding human food supplies and livestock and maybe humans themselves and get killed by humans.
Right.
A few get unaware or unaware enough to walk in front of a truck and get hit on a highway accident and die. And, as I mentioned, quite a few bears kill other bears. Bears kill in the neighborhood of a quarter, and usually it's old boar bears, kill about a quarter of bear cubs every year. So the greatest predator of bears is probably other bears. And they certainly are cannibals as well, as there are a lot of wild creatures. So they're not furry, cuddly, Yogi and Boo Boo.
Right.
And in reality, if Yogi was associating with Boo Boo and he got hungry, Boo Boo would pretty clearly become lunch shortly.
Right. Well, they sort of sound like lions. I've watched a lot of documentaries on lions, and it seems like when the male lion, especially when the male lion's in his prime, well, he's killing everything inside. He's got his own little pride. He does his thing. But then when he gets a little too long on the tooth, there's always some youngster that comes up and kills him. Is that how they work?
Or drives him off, and he gets wounded and infected, and the hyenas go after him, whatever.
Right.
Very few things in the wild die peaceably.
Right.
Now, it's possible that bears, some of them die peaceably, because if you're an old bear and you're having a hard time catching enough food, but winter's coming along and you maybe got some problems with unhealed wounds or whatever, and you den up and you just don't wake up because you didn't have enough food to make it through the winter.
Right.
So that is a way in which some bears might be said to die peaceably. But very little in the wild dies peaceably. By the time it starts to get a little enfeebled, it becomes somebody else's lunch.
Right. I have seen video one time of a bear that got disturbed while it was doing something. It started running up a hill, and then on the way up the hill, it apparently had some sort of a cardiac event, and it died right there on the spot. Then it fell and rolled all the way back down the hill. And
because they're not recorded. Human accidents, now in our enlightened age, we record almost every significant one, and we have statistical tables, and we say, look at all the human accidents, and 45,000 people died in automobile accidents, and 450
52 died in gun accidents or whatever. And but we don't do that for animals, and people don't realize that animals in the wild or domestically have accidents far more commonly than people do, because they can't think ahead. They don't learn from what their ancestors did. They don't have safety measures or safety gear they wear. When I was in California, well, let's see, it's a long time ago, 45 years, we'll say, ago in California, and I was working as a game warden for a while with the military. There was some people doing research on mountain lions, and they found, they tracked them with radio collars, and one radio caller started giving out the signal exactly the same spot all the time. I figured it was a dead lion. So they went and looked, and here this lion apparently had been pursuing deer. It was in a meadow, and there was a snag that had fallen down in the meadow, and a branch had broken off with a jagged point, and as the lion was leaping, pursuing the deer, that it happened to hit that sharp snag just so that it went right down his throat and killed it. Bam, dead, right there. So animals are subject to accidental deaths just as much as we are, perhaps more. And it's just a Disney-esque fabrication,
yeah,
that animals live peaceful, quiet, and lovely lives, never bothering each other.
Hang on for me, if you will. We got one more break to get through. We're just free-forming here, Dean and I. This is not an article, although it has 2,000-plus articles waiting for you at Ammoland.com. Well worth your time to go check that out. Biggest website of its type, and Dean's the biggest writer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've just been sort of free-forming. He's been out on the road and everything else. Talking about bears. I have read, and I think you have told me about this, like right up the road for me, a place where I go on a regular basis, Asheville, North Carolina. Seems like I keep hearing a lot about bear attacks up there. Have you heard anything about that?
And it's sort of a, it's a kind of a stride or near the Appalachian Trail.
It's right on.
And what I read about
on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
And what I read about Asheville is that it's kind of laid out in a sort of green fashion, where there's a lot of greenways and parks and wild areas interspersed with the urban areas.
Right. Exactly.
And there have been a couple of attacks where campers have been killed on the Appalachian Trail not too long ago, and there was a woman attacked by a bear not far from Asheville along the trail. And then there was this case where a couple of people were taking a picnic right next to an urban building, and a black bear, in what appears to have been a predatory attack, attacked them and their dog, and the man was able to beat the attack off, and they got into their vehicle with their dog, and the bear was still trying to come at them when they're in their vehicle for a little while. But eventually it took off, and they didn't have any notable weapons. They didn't seem to have any firearms or knives or anything, and the authorities, I don't know if they ever found the bear. I don't think they did, because there was no way to really identify it well. They might have been able to get a DNA trace because the man had some wounds, and maybe they found some saliva on him, but I did not ever hear a follow-up story to that. And black bears are increasing all over particularly the eastern United States. We just, a few days ago, had that attack appears to have been a predatory attack on a 10-year-old boy in Connecticut. And if it weren't for a couple of people on the scene that were willing to actively fight off that bear with impromptu items, and it doesn't sound like they had any distinctive weapons, but they bashed on the bear enough to make him give up the boy, and then they took the boy inside with them, and the bear still was nosing around trying to figure out a way to get into their residence, and then eventually it left. And I don't know if they ever were able to locate and dispatch that bear either.
Right.
And then we had a couple of grizzly bear attacks out west. One in Montana, Chouteau, Montana. A man and his wife were hunting birds, probably pheasants, I think, in that area. And a grizzly bear charged at him from close range. And all I've gotten so far is the man, or someone, it could have been his wife, but somebody, I thought it was the man, fired a shotgun, and he had a handgun on him, and he managed to fire that. He was knocked down. The bear knocked him down, but he was able to access the handgun and apparently wounded the bear, probably mortally wounded it, because the investigators were able to find it the next day rather easily and finish it off. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to find all the details of that. Like, did he hit the bear with the shotgun, or was he knocked down before he could get an effective shot on the bear? Did his wife shoot the bear? All of those details are uncertain. But it was clearly an unprovoked grizzly bear attack. They didn't even know the bear was around. The other one was this recent attack by a grizzly on the two college wrestlers. I think they're in Wyoming. And they got chomped up pretty good, but not, it looks like they're going to survive without losing any limbs. Anytime you get a bear attack, it's much more serious than people think.
Oh, yeah.
If you're hospitalized, you're looking at thousands of dollars of repair work probably on you, and it doesn't take bears very long to inflict a lot of damage.
They seem to go for the face, too.
Yes, often they bite at the face and the head, and they go for the legs and the extremities. But if they get a hold of your neck, your chances of surviving are a lot less. So people say to protect your neck. The human skull is pretty hard, and it is so large compared to most animals that a grizzly bear can't easily get it in his mouth to get a really good bite on it, so he tends to scrape the flesh off. And a lot of people are scalped by grizzly bears. And bears, as far as I can tell, are not efficient killers. They just seem to keep tearing at stuff until it stops moving. Once it stops moving, they start eating. A lot of times they'll eat away a fair amount of their prey before the prey is dead. So they just do not, contrary to many tales I have heard, that bears tend to kill prey by breaking their neck. I just haven't seen any serious evidence of it. And we have, I think there's hundreds, maybe thousands of videos now where people have gotten videos from trail cameras or whatever showing bears attacking prey of various types. And you just, I don't recall ever seeing what I would call a quick kill. They don't like to approach the head of the prey because that's where they can get injured by a bite or horns or whatever.
Right.
So they usually try to go from the back end, and once they have gotten the prey to where it isn't struggling too bad, they just start tearing off and eating as much flesh as they can easily get at.
Right.
So,
Do you have, and I mean, we're getting close on time here, but do you have any idea about bear attacks in Russia? I've heard some stories in Russia.
They definitely occur. It's just hard to get numbers. I mean, Russia just isn't very good, or hasn't in the past, when it was under the Soviet system. I'm sure they had numbers, but they just wouldn't publicize them.
Yeah.
And, of course, part of the system was you wanted to give your bosses what they wanted to hear. So I wouldn't think that would be a big deal about bears. But on the other hand, I have read academic papers saying that the Soviets routinely downplayed the number of wolf attacks and how many people were killed by wolves, specifically because they did not want the local population, the local people, to claim they had a valid excuse or valid reason to have firearms. And it just seems kind of weird, but we don't want to have people to have firearms, so we don't want them to know about wolves killing them. I mean, that's just bizarre, but apparently that's what this one researcher said was going on. He said there were quite a few wolf attacks, especially after World War II and during World War II, and that the number of wolves were in Siberia were causing severe problems for people with various types of agriculture out there, and in particular reindeer herders, where wolves predated on their herds and caused severe hardship. So that's what I've heard in Russia. And, of course, there are incidents that are recorded.
We haven't got time to talk about it. I have read about an incident where a girl and her uncle were out, and they were attacked by a bear, and she called her mom, and the bear attacked and killed her while she was on the phone with her mom, and her mom got to hear that. That just sounds horrible. But anyway, before we run out of time, this kind of research, I mean, if Dean's done this kind of research, at some point he's either already written the article or there's going to be an article coming out about this, if this fascinates you as much as it does me. Well, you got to go to Amoland.com. That's where his stuff is at. And well over 2,000 plus articles, plus all the other writers that are there. Dean is one out of a bunch. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It is always a pleasure, Bill, and I hope to return.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As for me, this is it for the weekend. I'll be back on Monday, everybody. Just remember this. It has never, ever, ever, ever been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.